Well, I'm disappointed for the players that we didn't get anything out of it. I thought we had, but my maths wrong.
Unfortunately. Yeah, I saw you leaping about.
Yeah, I was. I was absolutely convinced we were within 7 points, and someone said, no, it's eight. So I was doubly disappointed in that. But a huge effort on our part. And again, I can see that there's something building very nicely at the moment. The players are bitterly disappointed with the loss, as you should be. But they know. You know, we're already talking about next weekend. They know that there are signs there. It's building, the character's building. Some of the play is better than it was last year. So a lot of promising things to come from that game.
You played a quarter of the game, of course, with 14 men.
Yeah, we did. We had the worst possible start before that. Went after 12 minutes, 14-3. Two tries where we had the ball and we're attacking. And to be fair, they scored two great tries from a counter-attack. But you wouldn't expect to lose those tries from that sort of distance. So we're disappointed with that, and that really puts us on the back foot. But the players, you know, came back, I think, after that. Then we had to suffer a Chris Pennell Simmons, as you say, 10 minutes without Chris Pennell. We get him back, lose Sean Perry as well. So the character the side showed to really battle back. And also for the eight replacements that came on in the second half, some young lads there in James Curry and Ollie Hayes against their sort of front row, you know, was a tremendous effort for those boys. And the pleasing thing for me was that we saw us continue to play well and have the desire to play with real ambition. And our scrum was pretty solid with those young kids then as well. So I found out a lot about those young lads today.
David Lemmy, a real predator's try, really.
Yeah, well, that's what he can do. He's, you know, every side needs somebody that can score a try out of nothing. And, Wade will do it for Wasps. And you've got to have one player on your side that can do that just to get you out of a bit of a hole. And he took his chance really well.
1 point from two games, so that's when you look at it from that point of view, it's a disappointing start.
It is, yeah, we'd like more than that, and that really is a consequence of losing at home last week to Bath. But we've scored two tries at Welford Road, we scored one last week, so the only try of the game. So for me, there are promising signs that our attack is building and the lads are taking chances and want to score tries, are hungry to score tries. So that is good, and if we can continue to do that, then we will win matches. And we've scored 26 points here today. Now we've been against a very strong side. I mean, that is that's a really powerful Leicester team. You look at their team, they play some great rugby. So there's no disgrace to lose up here. But to score 26 points is, I think, a very good result for us. And if we don't get too despondent, which we won't, and take that into Gloucester, there's a lot of good that will come from today.
A very hot day, but you were still going well at the end. I mean, Warriors attacking right in the end, and even Andy Goode was having a little break towards the end.
Yeah, well, they were, and that's what we lacked a little bit last year. When we had the ball, there wasn't quite the same enthusiasm and the same urgency. We'd concentrated so much on other things, but now when we get the ball, there's a little bit of spark there, and people want to score tries, and I'm pleased right at the end to get their reward. To get two tries will give us a big lift going into next week.